I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sarah Hodges, CBS 13 with us here. Sarah, you have been covering this San Francisco 49ers team for years now. You covered this team quite in-depthly. This year, headed into the latest, biggest game of the season against the best team they're going to face, or the best team that they have faced all year by far. This is legitimately number one versus two. This is the irresistible force meets the immovable object, the San Francisco 49ers and the Philadelphia Eagles. How you feel headed into this weekend's NFC Championship?
It's just so funny because, like, as you're saying all this, I literally have, like, a pit in my stomach and, like, butterflies because, like, I'm legit nervous.
Yeah.
I'm legit nervous. But like you said, a 1-2, you have the best defense, get the best defensive line against the best offensive line. Yep. Like, this is going to be, if you love football, this is going to be a fun game to watch. Yeah. I think that the Eagles have a little bit of an advantage, you know, but the 49ers, they've been able to pull some things off that nobody expected. And I think if a few things happen, one of the biggest is, you know, Purdy just being able to stay mistake free.
Yep.
Him being able to find, you know, his playmakers, which as long as he gets it to them, nobody can stop them.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Kyle Shanahan in his ear, you know, helping him walk through everything, which is how they've been able to find success. And then your defense plays up to their potential. I think that you have a shot at this. You do.
Do you trust Brock Purdy yet? Like, do you still look at him like, this rookie,
you know,
we don't know yet?
You know, it's hard to say because he hasn't lost. You know, what I will say is when I watched him against the Cowboys, I trusted him a lot. I have more trust for him now because that was the first time that we've really seen him like scramble for his life and kind of get roughed up and be confused and make mistakes. And to me, he was more calm than Dak, you know, even through that. So that I was like, okay, this is good for Niners fans because we saw him get shaken a little bit as far as just, you know, getting beat up. You know, the defense was obviously all over him. He was running for his life, and he was still able to stay calm, cool, collected, and do what he had to do. The one thing I will say is 7 of 14 on third downs conversions. Like, you're gonna have to convert on third team.
You know, the thing about that too. It's funny you bring that up, Sarah, because I was rewatching the game last night, and I think it was probably early fourth quarter, maybe mid fourth quarter. I think it was when they scored the touchdown. So it was like early. That was early fourth. They put up that stat, and at the time they weren't 7 of 14 on third down, but it was, you know, it was something like that. But the average third down distance was like 7.5 yards.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't. That you don't want to be in those situations, right? You don't want the average distance to be more around 4. you know, 4 yards to go. Because when you do that, you got more of the playbook around you. So that's an excellent point that you bring up. They definitely got to pick that percentage up, but they got to make sure they do their work before they get to third down to make sure it's not a third and long.
And we'll see. Like Jalen Hurts, you already know what he can do.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just – you need to be able to control – first of all, you need to make sure that they don't run all over you, which I think the 49ers defense will do a good job of that. But you need to make sure you contain the run. The 49ers are 2-4 when allowing 99 rushing yards or more.
Mm.
So I think if they control the run, they have obviously a better chance. But then again, you have, Jalen Hurts.
That's that offensive line you just talked about a minute ago. That's the part where it gets concerning. And, you know, on the other side of the ball, you talk about Brock Purdy, playmakers, Debo. Obviously, we're talking Kittle, Ayuk, Christian McCaffrey, all of those guys. This doesn't play as much, and I think you could work around this a lot with Christian McCaffrey and maybe to a certain degree Debo Samuel. But that Philadelphia Eagles secondary is probably the best in the game, arguably the best in the game.
Mm.
And when you start talking about Bradbury and guys like that, like this is – man, I can't make heads or tails of this game. Similar to the Cowboys game, I didn't know for sure. I did not make my prediction on the Cowboys 49ers till I saw Debo's suit. When I saw Debo's suit, I knew
fire.
Gucci head to toe.
Woo.
Listen,
with the shadow Gucci, I knew. Okay,
Sarah know about that too. 49. Sarah,
oh, she know. She know. Yeah.
You know what I knew? The look in Dak's eyes. Something was off. And that's when, if I were you, I would have bet. Because let me tell you, it was not the 49ers who won this game. It was the Cowboys that lost this game.
That is cap.
I disagree.
That is big cap.
You're listening to your husband too much. Your husband been walking the house for 3 days saying that, hasn't he?
Listen, no. Because Dak literally played like trash.
We made him play like trash. We made him like it was just a week ago when everybody talked about
he was so uncomfortable. Like, and I'm not gonna, okay, you know what? The 49ers defense made him uncomfortable, sure. Like, I'll give you that, okay, fine. But he had time to even throw the ball. He made terrible mistakes and he had time to make better mistakes and he was forcing it. I'm not trying to take anything away from the 49ers. Like, the 49ers did their job. And if anybody saw my report, it was like there was whispers going into that game that the 49ers defense and maybe, like, you know, they're a little gassed, like, you know, maybe they won't live up to their potential in this game, that the Cowboys defense would outshine them. And the Cowboys defense played really, really well.
The Cowboys defense
played insane and they did their job.
Yeah.
That's a fair point. The Cowboys defense played well enough to win.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It was Dak that lost them the game. I'm not saying none of that had to do with the 49ers defense. It did have some to do with it. But, like, I feel like really Dak shot himself in the foot.
And here's all I'll say. I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. But here's what I'll say. Dak, Geno, Tua. You know, the plays were there. They beat themselves. It's just amazing how these quarterbacks beat themselves when they play the 49ers.
When they're not gamers, that's what they do.
When they're not gamers, that's what they do. They're running free, and Tua just wasn't on today. It just wasn't on. All right, okay. All right, look, hey, hopefully Jalen Hurts is just – maybe he beats himself on Sunday too, right? You know, it just happens when these 49ers defense go up against these quarterbacks. Maybe Jalen just beats himself.
It's like dealing with a sophomore class.
I don't know what's going on right now, Sarah. This is Kenny gets a little worked up when you take a smidge bit of credit away from the San Francisco 49ers. He gets a little fired up. I don't agree. Dak did make mistakes.
He buckled. Jalen Hurts isn't gonna buckle.
All I'll say to that.
Everybody
loved Dak six days before that. What he did to Tampa Bay.
You never know who you're going to get. That's the problem with Dak. You don't know who you're going to get.
Well, no, and I think Kenny's sarcastic point is the Bucs stink, and that's why Dak had the game that he had.
And then he played a real defense, and all of a sudden he can't do that stuff.
And there's that.
I don't think the Giants are very good. So we'll see what happens with Jalen.
I feel like if you guys were like, if you know, had like seven sacks or like even like four, like I, but it's like he had time. And he didn't make the plays he should make, and he had time. Like, his offensive line did their job. Like, they were – like, it wasn't perfect, but for the most part, like, Dak should have been able to complete passes that he I just plainly didn't see. Their guys were open.
You see that coverage by All-Pro Fred Warner on CeeDee Lamb? That's another reason why you can't play well. It ain't just about the pass rush. It's about these guys are all over him.
I'll give the Cowboys and Sarah this, because I don't know. I was watching the game different. I didn't see anything in Dak's eyes. I don't know. I thought it.
I was like,
man, and if he did, that's 2 years in a row.
How was he looking at his hair?
That's
like this. He was like this. And I was like, bro, can you blink or like just look relaxed? Like, Purdy's in there, like.
Yeah, that's pretty wild how composed Purdy looked. But I thought things shifted a little bit with the Pollard injury.
Oh, for
it's
sure.
I'm not stalling. Like, yeah. The 49ers won that football game. Yeah. But
you look trash.
And maybe the look on his face was, I got to give the ball to Zeke. Oh, Lord.
He threw a pick right in the end zone in the first quarter, like on the first drive of the game. I want to say I was rushing to my seat at that point because it took me 4 hours to get from my station into the building that day. I didn't even get to like soak in like the pregame hype that I love to do because it took forever to get there. So I was like scrambling to get to the media section to watch the game. But
I know how I heard that game was crazy as far as like
y'all
trying to get in. They have people who have season tickets and stuff say it's the craziest they've ever seen it.
What do we look like this weekend, Sarah? So it's a big weekend for sports. What do we look like over on CBS 13?
So really just Sunday. We got the game. We got sports. We got sports Sunday. No sports extra, but we got a bunch of college hoops on Saturday. Okay. We'll probably make it out to a couple of them. Jake and I tonight, we have a bunch of games on too. So I'll roll on those games. I'll have highlights for y'all tonight. And that's pretty much it. I mean, we're pretty busy. March Madness is about to start. We're about to be super busy. But
who to call on for those March Madness shows, baby.
We got a Coach Katz coming on the show.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Guy.
That was her way of saying we ain't calling you.
Well, I mean, it's just
dummy.
I'm not on the list. I can't get in. I can't get in.
Oh, man.
On the list.
Shadow Gucci, or you don't
get in. We want to bring you in because we want Cats to go in on you for not going to Sac State.
Oh, that's a good look there. I've been
waiting to get that on live television.
I'll sit in the audience for that
one. You say the word, we'll make that happen. Oh, before we let you go, what you think, just who you got in the AFC?
Oh, the Bengals. Come on now.
That's a true Raiders fan right there. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
It's a true
Raiders
fan.
Wow, we're rooting for the ended Bo Jackson's career. Never. I'll never. That's probably why I hate them.
Listen.
I don't hate them.
Our boys hurt. Your boy's hurt right now. Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
He's hurt.
Yeah.
He's the magic. He's the magic.
Well, Andy Reid's
pretty
magical.
Just the way – I mean, listen, I wouldn't be surprised, obviously, if the Chiefs – win. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to be like, where did this come from? Like, we all know what time it is when Patrick Mahomes is busy just sprinkling fairy dust and just, it's insane. Like, I'm not going to deny that, but talk about look in your eyes. You know what's good.
Sarah says she was looking at Dak like,
with Joe Shiesty, you know what's good. You don't see he is not scared. He is ready.
Sarah looked like she had to look at Dak like, man up.
I ain't looking.
Stand up.
I was about to go over there and be like, listen, grab his helmet and be like, I covered you at Mississippi State, okay? I told everybody you're going to come out of college and be great. Don't disappoint me.
I know I'm not looking Sarah Hodges in her eyes anymore.
Like, oh, not if you come with that soft sheet.
I walk away. She looks over at Jake. Did you see the look in that idiot's eyes? He's cooked. He's cooked. He's scared of these sports extra lights.
Oh my gosh, never.
Love you, buddy. Thank you.
Love you so much. Thanks for having me, you guys.
All right. That's Sarah Hodges, CBS 13 AFC Championship on CBS 13. Tune into Sports Sunday on Sunday night. A couple of quick football notes before we regroup here. Matt George will close out Batty Thursday in the final hour of the show. Talking about the Cowboys, Dan Quinn going nowhere. One of the highest paid defensive coordinators in the league, staying in Dallas.
That was the Atlanta job was his first. Yeah, he came from Seattle and then got the Atlanta job, lost it, and now he's back here. So he gets a he should get another look at something.
Yeah, I don't have no problem with him getting another look at all. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that Cowboy defense is. We could tell all the Dak Prescott jokes we want to, or all the Dallas Cowboy jokes we want to. There's no denying that Cowboys defense is very good.
Yeah.
And then Frank Wright, we alluded to this, or not alluded to it. I always use that word wrong. We flat out said it. Frank Wright, head coach of the Carolina Panthers.
Good for him.
41-35-1.
Read that again.
41-35-1. Season splits of 10-6. 7-9, 11-5,
okay,
9-8, and then 3-5-1.
I'm just not sure. And look, I wasn't in the interview. Maybe they blew him away or whatever. But I just don't know how you say, yeah, that's the guy I want. I have an opportunity to hire a new coach and start from scratch. I'm gonna go with him. I just don't see that.
I'm going to be honest, I don't get it either. But
more power to him.
62 years old also. I just noticed that. 62 years old.
We remember him playing. Well, I remember one game he played in. That's
it. Frank Reich, the quarterback. Remember that. We'll step out. We'll come back. We'll talk more 49. Matter of fact, the 49ers well represented in the NFL honors, as NFL honors finalists. We'll talk about that, and we'll talk about this game against the Eagles because it's Thursday, so, you know, Kenny's blood gets boiling the closer and closer.
I was just about to tell you, like, I was thinking about that today.
I know.
I'm starting to get turned up.
That's okay.
And part of it is the disrespect that continues to happen.
I'll see you guys in about an hour. Kenny Caraway will be back next here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now back to D'Lo and KC.
D'Lo and KC
on ESPN 1320.
ESPN 1320, the Odyssey app. Make sure you download that. Save ESPN 1320 as your favorite radio station. Get alerted when we go live off hours starting this weekend. You could also check us out on twitch.tv/ESPN1320. YouTube.com/ESPN1320. If you're watching right now, hit the thumbs up. Hit the subscribe button. Matt George is going to join us in the final hour of the show to talk some Kings basketball. And I'm missing something. Facebook Live. Check us out on Facebook Live.
I can't forget Facebook. Yeah. This wasn't what I was going to say earlier. I completely forgot.
You remember when you proclaimed like a few weeks ago, I'm going to start using Facebook more. Have you done that? You're lying.
Well, so here's the deal. Like, I don't post to Facebook. I ain't saying that. But, you know, when you post Instagram photos
shares
and they go
to
your Facebook, people will be commenting on Facebook, and I just never comment because I'm never on there. I'm saying, like, okay. People are like, nice pic or cool, or if Ryan's on there, she's so adorable. Like, I need to at least interact.
Have you done
respond.
That?
Yeah, I did do that.
Okay. Cheryl and Elle Grove is heavy into Facebook. I only go to Facebook just to see what Cheryl and Elle Grove is posting.
Too heavy into Facebook. Yeah. I love her, but
she'd be rocking. You should. She's your mother.
She needs to stop.
What were you saying before I interrupted you?
This wasn't what I was going to say earlier. I can't believe I completely forgot that. But I was going to say this a couple days ago. We were talking about the schedule.
Longest cliffhanger ever. Just the longest tease. Hey, remind me, the Warriors. Just say the Warriors, and I'll remember. Okay, Kenny, the Warriors.
I don't remember anything that had to do with them. But I remember a couple of days ago we were talking about like the schedule and all this other stuff in the NBA. Uh-huh. Did you know Saturday, NBA has a triple header on ABC?
No.
That's crazy. Denver at Philadelphia at noon.
Okay.
New York at Brooklyn at 2:30.
Okay.
And Lakers Celtics at 5:30. An ABC triple header for ESPN. I like that.
I don't think I knew that was happening.
Oh.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. Just a random.
We've got Kings basketball in the Royal Rumble to watch, but it's good stuff too.
Yeah.
It's good solid stuff.
I mean, ain't nobody watching that Lakers Celtics game. Lakers stink.
I think there's someone directly to our right who's probably going to watch it. I could be wrong.
I'll be watching. Kenny's right. Lakers stink.
All right. We were talking, you were, as I stepped out for a minute, about the 49ers and the Eagles this weekend. I think both of y'all said the Eagles are going to play the kind of that underdog role going into this week.
I said the Niners are.
I thought you said the Eagles.
Jesse said the Eagles.
Okay.
I said the Niners. I said there's no way the Eagles can do that.
I just don't think you can win like 11 games in a row or however many games they won and then be the underdog in the NFC Championship. You can't be the number one team in the conference and be the underdog.
Well, you can, though, like when people are saying, like, because even like the show this year or whatever, like the Eagles never really got their due. And then last week you guys were saying, oh, the Super Bowl. Like, and this is not just to the show. We said the Super Bowl, whoever's going to the Super Bowl is coming out of the game last week. Like, Dallas has never been as good as the Eagles this season. Like, the Eagles took Dallas to the wire with Gardner Minshew. Like, Eagles have been the best team in the NFC probably all year, I think.
So, I think the Eagles are, I think they're a really good team.
Mm-hmm.
I think they are a damn good team. But I heard a lot last week about how the Niners didn't play nobody. And they had this soft schedule. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, they did. They did have a soft schedule. There's nothing you can say about that. The schedule was soft.
You're teeing this up nicely because I saw the same thing you did. Which I had never seen until like maybe Monday night.
Yeah. And so you know, so you can correct me. Is it the Niners were last in strength of schedule or they were second to last?
Second to last.
So the easiest schedule in football
was Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. So they both passed my eye test. I think they're both really explosive, dynamic, dominant football teams. But I only said that because that was the big argument. Like, the Niners ain't playing nobody. They about to play a real team. All right, well, the Eagles ain't playing nobody either, and they're about to play a real team.
Like, and let's just 18 games.
Mm-hmm.
Couple playoff games. None of that matters. The only thing that matters is this weekend.
And the only thing that matters is, like this weekend, and if you win or lose.
That's it.
Like, that's it.
Whether they played a tough schedule, whether they played the Giants three times, none of that freaking matters.
The 49ers played
the Seahawks three times.
It does not matter. I think, but I said earlier in the year when Philly was going through the run, I think when they got to like 4, they had a game where they played somebody that they beat. Maybe it was Minnesota. We thought they were good at the time. And I was like, well, man.
Like Uncle Phil, we?
And I was like, man, they get this one. They may be able to make a run at an undefeated season because they ain't playing nobody, right? Obviously, that didn't happen. But I would always say, I was like, look, what's going to happen is the Eagles haven't played nobody all year. They're going to get into the playoffs and get hit with a good game. They're not going to be prepared for it. That could be the case on Sunday. They could absolutely be prepared. They could win. Like, there's no disputing that. But I just, they haven't played this level of opponent this year. And I'm anxious to see what happens. I think
you play
the teams
on the schedule, and I just there's no metric in football, basketball, professional sports that I care less about than the strength of schedule.
Mm. I feel really good about the 49ers on Sunday. I feel really good. I feel really good. I feel good the spot that they're at right now. I feel really good about how people in the rest of the media and fans are looking at them. Like I said, I told you earlier. They think this is a cakewalk on Sunday. Mm. Philly, this is a coronation. What did Bill Russell say at the seventh game with the Lakers? They got the balloons up there. Mm-hmm. They got the sheet about who's going to come on first, who's going to get interviewed first. That's what they're doing in Philly. Hey, it's a coronation on Sunday. Okay. I feel great about the 49ers.
Y'all look for motivation.
I feel great about the 49ers.
Well, what do you want them to do? Go on to Philly radio and go like, man, it's going to be a tough end of the season when the...
No, but you hear me talking about, hey, the Eagles are a hell of a... It's going to be a tough game.
They ain't giving the 49ers no respect in Pennsylvania.
This ain't no tough game to them. This ain't no tough game. They got some rookie quarterback who was the last pick in the draft who's under center, so the Eagles should smash them boys.
Hmm.
Like it's not a close game.
They ain't watching.
Marcus Spears been wrong about the Niners week after week.
Has he? Marcus Spears.
I do too. He's just been wrong about the Niners.
Really?
Oh, the Eagles. The Eagles. No, there's no chance.
Huh?
He said last week, ain't no chance the Cowboys are gonna beat it, or the 49ers will beat the Cowboys either.
Really?
Yeah. This week, no. Niners don't have a chance, man. Eagles too much for him. Eagles too much. Okay.
I'll say this too about the remark I made last week about the winner of last week's game representing the NFC. In the 49ers sense, I believe that the 49ers are the best team in the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
For the Cowboys, I thought the 49ers were such a hurdle for them that if they had gotten over them, then obviously you've got the divisional rivalry with Philadelphia. You could lock into that in a completely different way than you did the San Francisco game. Mm-hmm. And in my head, that would have given them an advantage. That's why I thought they would have gone to the NFC. But it's funny to think about the Cowboys winning a meaningful game.
Damn.
Because it just isn't
John Poles is in the chat. He said, Kenny, that's a lie. Spears picked the Niners to win. I don't know.
I like Marcus Spears a lot.
I don't know about that. Check the Carfax, John Poles, because I actually saw on a number of different occasions Spears talking to Stephen A. Smith. Maybe at a different thing when there wasn't, you know, the whole skit going on First Take, Stephen A. against the Cowboys, Spears with the Cowboys. Maybe it was somewhere else, but on First Take, he picked the Cowboys to win. So I don't know.
Let's see what Marcus Spears is tweeting about. I don't know how active Marcus Spears is on Twitter. Okay. He's not tweeting anything of. Okay. It's literally nothing here of substance. Just absolutely nothing. Okay. I've scrolled way too damn long. Forget it. He did use the LeBron leaving the press conference in taking his purse with them emoji. So that always gets a.
Do better,
or the gift. Man. That always gets a good solid win right there.
Yeah.
A whole lot of San Francisco 49ers made the finalist list for NFL honors. That includes Brock Purdy as Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Bosa,
a finalist for Defensive Player of the Year. Not only a finalist, I believe the winner. I just don't know other way to say it. Like, Nick Bosa is the winner of Defensive
and
Player
took
of the
it
Year.
Off the board.
Yeah, like he's winning that trophy. Kyle Shanahan, a finalist as Coach of the Year. Finalist for Assistant Coach of the Year, which I'll be honest, until this morning, I didn't know was a thing.
They made that up.
It in fact is.
Now,
future head coach D'Amico Ryan is a finalist.
No, look, I'll even give you guys, I'll throw everybody another bone. They made that up just to get more 49ers on the list.
Oh, maybe they did because Christian McCaffrey is nominated for Comeback of the Year.
They made all this up just to get more 49ers.
Well, Comeback of the Year isn't.
I'm assistant coach. That's what I meant. I never heard of that before.
Talk amongst yourselves because I am Googling. Past assistant coach of the year award winners.
Can I take a guess of last year? Last year,
I got to find it first. Mm. Oh, assistant coach of the year. It was first presented in 2014.
Wow.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Year. There have been 8 winners of this award.
Huh.
I had no idea. There are 8 winners of this award. We just referenced the guy who won it last year. First of all, let's acknowledge one other thing.
I was about to say something, but it ain't him.
The NFL award ceremony is trash. They hand out these awards the day before the Super Bowl. No one cares. The NFL does its absolute best to minimize its most important players by handing out these awards and announcing the winners the day before their biggest game of the season.
I think that's how it should be done.
That is absolute trash.
When should it be done?
You have no news cycle. You have an entire week.
So maybe
you have an entire week. Do it the Saturday before.
Well, definitely don't do it the Saturday before.
Do it the Thursday after the conference final, conference championships.
That's too early.
No, it's not. That gives you plenty of time. You're doing it the night before. This is why no one can ever remember who the hell wins the NFL MVP.
The whole point of doing it, and I understand, is you want where the Super Bowl is to be the epicenter of the National Football
League. That's dumb. That's dumb. No one talks about the NFL MVPs, coaches of the years.
Nobody's going to talk about it anyway.
If you did it on Thursday, yes, you would.
Nobody's ever talked about it.
That's because it's the day before the Super Bowl.
I'm talking about in life.
Because it's the day.
The NFL honors is like 5 years old. Like, they haven't done it like
this forever. They've been giving out trophies the day. They've been announcing the winner the day before the Super Bowl forever.
Yeah, they've announced it the day before the Super Bowl, nobody cares about the NFL.
You're literally making my point.
Not because of the day before. Nobody cares in general.
No, you're.
If they had it next Thursday, you think people are going to be tapped in?
Yes.
No.
It will be in a new. It doesn't even hit a news cycle.
Why don't they tap in on Saturday?
Because it doesn't hit a news cycle. You're worried about the game the next day. All you're talking about is the biggest football game of the year, which is less than 24 hours away. And you think I'm going to give a crap about who wins Comeback Player of the Year award? You have 2 weeks before the game. Do it on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Don't do it the night before the biggest game.
And my point is, you think if I don't care then, I'm going to care.
Yes. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
I will not. I've never known who won Comeback Player of the Year.
You don't know is because when it's announced, you're gonna know who's getting names to the All-Star starters tonight.
Yeah, because it's that's the nature of the NBA.
If they announce the NBA MVP, it doesn't work. But if they announce the NBA MVP the day before Game 7 of the NBA Finals every year, I understand that analogy doesn't work. No one will remember.
They announced the Pro Bowl people, and I don't or care.
The Pro Bowl is completely inconsequential to everything.
I'm saying, like, it's just the nature of football, I think. That's my argument.
No, that's because that's the way that they made it.
We don't.
That's the way that they made it. They've minimized their players by giving out, this guy is the best player in our league. By the way, biggest game of the year coming up tomorrow.
The other thing about that as well, do they still have offensive and defensive players of the year?
Yes.
Do they have those two and MVP?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. I just don't think the award system in general in the NFL is.
I think you should do away with the MVP. You have offensive play. Well, you have offensive player of the year. You have defensive player of the year.
I got you.
Don't. Because how the hell is the if Patrick Mahomes wins the MVP?
How is he not the offensive
player of the year?
Right.
It's goofy.
Right.
It's like a ladder match between the offensive player of the year and the defensive player of the year to get the MVP. Like it's silly, and it's silly to have the award ceremony on a Saturday before the Super Bowl.
But once again, that's the epicenter of football.
I don't care.
Well, that's what the award ceremony is for.
But that's dumb.
You're
minimizing. We're getting nowhere.
No, but I'm saying you can have that, but your ceremony's going to stop.
I don't care. I'll do you one better. I don't need a ceremony.
Well, they sell the ceremony, so that's why they care.
You could do a presentation on TV and sell it. And people will watch it. Don't me. People watch the draft every year.
I won't watch it. I don't care about the NFL honors if it was the Saturday before, two Saturdays before, Thursday. I'm not watching. So that's why I was like, there, and people will watch it.
But it hits the news. But you know what doing it on a Thursday does? It hits the news cycle on Friday.
I think
you know that, what having the MVP award the night before the Super, it hits no news cycle and no one talks about it.
I'll tell you this. I think we get more time talking about how stupid it is than if they would have done it the way you said it.
this is dumb. We're getting nowhere. I'm right, and I've made intelligent points, and you're just complicated and frustrating. And all we were trying to talk about is I had no idea that an assistant coach of the year award has existed for the last handful of years.
Who won it? Because I can't think of who won it last.
Dan Quinn.
Oh, really?
Dan Quinn.
Wow. You have like the list.
I do. I have all of them.
Has Eric Bieniemy ever won?
That's cute.
That's crazy. That's why I asked. I'm like, is he cute? That's crazy.
Your boy in New York won it. In 2020. Who?
In
New York. No, Brian DeBoer. No.
Oh, DeBoer. No. Oh, I thought you meant when. Okay.
No. 2000. That was 2020. 2000,
where did he come from?
Buffalo.
Okay.
2019, Greg Roman.
In Baltimore.
2018, Vic Fangio.
Vic.
2017, Pat Shurmur. 2016.
Kyle?
Young Shanny. Yeah, Kyle Shanahan, 2016. Yeah. 2015. I believe it was Mr. Fix-It, Wade Phillips.
I don't think I've heard that.
Wasn't that his name?
I don't know. Mr. Fix-It.
Maybe that wasn't it. I think that was his
Mr.
nickname.
Mr. Fix-It. I don't know if I heard that one before.
I hope it was. And the first. I'm sorry, Jesse was trying to give me the thumbs up. Mr. Fix-It. That's it.
2014. Let me do this.
Oh, I don't think you're going to get it. He's a head coach now, though. I'll give you that. He's a head coach now.
Oh, man. He's a head coach now.
It's with the team you do. He's a head coach now. He won this award with the team you do not like. I just don't think you're going to get it. This is 9 years ago. If they had done the award ceremony on a Thursday, you'd remember.
I'd never remember this.
I don't think you would either.
Who is it?
It's Todd Bowles. Arizona Cardinals. Defensive coordinator, Arizona Cardinals, 2014.
Yeah. Well, good for those people.
Yeah, Bowles, Phillips, Shanahan, Pat Shurmur, all of these guys. Let's see. Well, Dan Quinn didn't because he turned down all of the offers this year, so he didn't become a head coach. Obviously, Daboll did. Mm-hmm. Greg Roman is not a head coach. No. Vic Fangio, he very, very briefly became a head coach. I don't think Pat Shurmur did. Obviously, Kyle Shanahan did. Mm-hmm. Wade Phillips was done at that point. Todd Bowles is a head coach now. Mm-hmm. That is the entire history of the NFL Assistant Coach of the Year.
I learned something today.
I did too. You're sure a jackass.
Jesus Christ.
It's ridiculous. Ceremony on a Saturday is stupid.
So is the
you think
is the WWE Hall of Fame ceremony on a Saturday? Is that stupid?
Yes. It's dumb. It's too damn
part
long.
Of a weekend.
It's Coco Beware's in the Hall of Fame.
Well, the Hall of Fame
is
a little too much.
I can't wait till this year when they induct Akeem the African Dream. Slick. No, Slick, you could probably argue.
You could do it like the basketball does, the Hall of Fame or their award ceremony. How does that work out?
I mean, I think you're always getting their award ceremony. They don't do one anymore, do they?
No, but how did it work out?
It was terrible. Yeah, it was awful. Timing is everything with this stuff. It was terrible.
Yeah.
Do you think any 49ers win these awards?
Let's
take Nick Bosa. we'll do like Vegas. We're taking Nick Bosa off the board. Anybody else?
I think D'Amico wins.
I think so too.
Yeah, I think D'Amico wins.
And he gets the trophy as he accepts his next job.
Right. I think Christian McCaffrey wins.
That's a good call. I think that still crazy to me. Like, still crazy. He's not a Pro Bowler. It's incredible. I think you're right about D'Amico. I think he wins it as well. Brock Purdy is interesting. I don't.
The only person I think wins over him is Kenneth Walker.
Okay. They'll give it to him. Because I was going to ask, who is the front runner for that award? But that
Kenneth Walker that and then the kid Wilson with the Jets is probably another finalist. Those are,
not
those
Zach.
Are only, no.
Garrett Wilson.
Not Zach. I just want to be clear. You said Wilson and the Jets. He's not talking about Zach.
Not that guy. Garrett Wilson with the Jets. Thanks, Jesse. Those are probably the only three guys that you could talk about. I think Purdy would probably get more votes than Wilson. But I think Kenneth Walker will end up winning.
Is it still Sirianni's award?
Shouldn't be, but it is.
I mean, no, that's not fair. He had a really good season.
No, Kyle, he did, but Kyle Shanahan should win the coach.
I agree. I don't think it's as dismissive as you just made it out to be. But we're absolutely on the same page with Kyle Shanahan. I just don't know that I'm all in on the Jalen Hurts MVP anymore. I feel like for a good chunk of the season it was Jalen and Tua. Obviously that came to a halt. And now I kind of feel like I'll be interested to see if voters do what they did I guess there's some irony here. I think it was the Carson Wentz year. Carson Wentz was the MVP, but then he got hurt. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's just another accolade, but it ultimately just wound up in Brady's hands. Because they're like, well, we're not giving it to Carson Wentz. Right. So I wonder if Patrick Mahomes benefits from, well, Jalen missed some time here. Had a really good year, but Patrick Mahomes is the best player at his position.
Yeah. I could see it playing out that way. I still think Jalen's going to win.
Okay.
But I'm all for it. I could definitely see it playing out that way.
I'm all for Jalen.
Hey, shout out to our guy, Matthew Pearson, on Twitter, at IMKDiddy.
Oh, boy.
You big capping. Oh. I ain't heard not one Eagles fan planning everything out. Settle down and let's see what happens on Sunday. This is the main guy. This is the main guy I've seen for damn 2 weeks. Tweeting me Jalen Hurts gifts and all this other. This is the main guy.
if you wanna make enemies with Kenny Kaway, just tweet it. Kenny is quick to go at somebody on Twitter. Matthew's a Philadelphia guy, though. He's a Philadelphia guy.
Matthew, hey, look. So you, real quick before we go, you saw what the Levi Stadium looked like.
We are not leaving. The show's not over.
You saw what Levi Stadium looked like for that Cowboys 49ers game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Filled to the brim, right?
Mm-hmm.
They showed a picture of Levi's, like, before the national anthem. People maybe filing in or whatever. Had some empty seats.
Yeah, did you just hear what Sarah said? It took them hours to get in.
Matthew tweeting, quote tweeting, oh, look at this sorry fan base. Empty seats up top. What a sorry trash fan base this San Francisco. This guy. This is the main guy.
Okay. I hate football season. It's just a lot. Especially with your team good. You're a lot to deal with. And the cold piece is we got so sidetracked with those stupid awards, we didn't even talk about the game.
I had some stuff about the game.
Let's talk a little bit about the game. I want to talk about some the All-Star stuff with Domas and De'Aaron Fox and what we saw today. So we'll get into that. Matt George, the ultimate baddie, closes us out here as the final hour approaches here on Sacramento Sports Leaders. Thilo and KC on ESPN 1320.
D'Lo and KC.
D'Lo and KC continues
on ESPN 1320.
Wow.
That is crazy.
Oh, John, this was 2 years ago.
Oh.
This is January 30th, 2020. Nate's had some weird. Nate Duncan, NBA reporter, he's had some weird takes on Domantas Sabonis. I'll text Nate. I think Nate's a great dude. I think he's a good NBA mind. We get him on the show and ask him how he feels about Domas. He tweeted, but this was 3 years ago. As bad as some of the West selections were, Sabonis is the worst actual player selected to the All-Star game in a long time. Again, that's from January 30th, 2020. I don't care as much about that. I think he has some unique takes on Domas right now, and apparently his crew does, because his crew has Danny LaRue is one. I guess Dan Feldman is the other. Those two guys have Domantas Sabonis out, like not even an all-star.
Crazy.
Now, I'm not talking about not a starter. They don't have him in the all-star game. They have Paul George and Kawhi Leonard in the all-star game. Danny LaRue put Kawhi Leonard in the all-star game. Jesus H. Christ. Goodness Zion goodness. Williamson, who's played 29 games, is in the all-star game. Anthony Davis, who has played 26 games, is an all-star, according to Danny LaRue and Dan Feldman. Not just an all-star. An all-star starter.
Nah, man, I got to talk to one of them, man. I got to talk to one of those guys.
Absolutely insane.
They got to explain.
All three of them say, you know who just missed being an all-star in 2023? Draymond Green. And the only person listed as just missed, who listed De'Aaron Fox, is Nate Duncan. Because he had the squeeze. Devin Booker into the All-Stars, who hasn't played since when?
Since forever.
I absolutely pray to the basketball gods these dudes don't have votes. This is absurd.
I got to, like I said, I don't know how we do it. I got to talk to one of these people. Not really Nate, because he's got Domas in there. I mean,
we're going to talk to Nate.
We could talk to Nate. I got to talk to one of them.
Nate's
the
only number I got. So we're going to talk to Nate.
I got to talk to one of these other two people. That's crazy. That is absolutely crazy. And they're what I say all the time, man. These are people that are watching, that are supposedly watching the entire league. And they're the eyes and ears for people who don't get a chance to watch all that stuff.
And Nate watches. Mm-hmm. I absolutely know Nate watches. I don't know what he's seeing, but I know that dude watches. Mm-hmm. As Weezy said, should the league step in? No, seriously. Should the league step in?
That's a good one. Yeah.
Hey, absolutely. One thing about Kingston, we don't forget nothing.
No.
Hey,
they
say
just
that.
Just make the list.
Repeat what you said about Slam Magazine during the commercial break.
Oh, yeah. So, Slam, we talked about it earlier. They have Domas and De'Aaron Fox on the cover.
And the Beam. Yep.
On the cover. And I guess you could order the magazine or whatever. And when the cover that they have is all the lettering in silver, right? And that's just your typical, on your newsstand, $5, $6 magazine or whatever. Well, they came out with a gold edition that all the lettering that's in silver is in gold. They sold that on the website. And that's a $94 magazine. It's a special edition, $94. They're sold out.
Amazing.
Sold out of the $94 Slam magazine cover. Or
Kings fans
thing.
Go so hard, yeah. Man.
Sold out.
Kings fans go so hard.
That's crazy. So, yeah.
I'm gonna eviscerate. I'm so agitated over this. This is one of the most annoying things I've ever seen.
Please. I didn't even realize the starters got named today. So I'm looking forward.
Let me. I just and I picked all. It doesn't like they picked them for a bit. I don't know if they had actual votes. Like I can tell you where's our list here. Zach Lowe, Sammy, mm-hmm. Sam Amick, mm-hmm. And Joe Vardon. They all voted Domantas Sabonis as an all-star starter. Mm. The Athletic posted, and we know, speaking of the Athletic, Anthony Slater was with us yesterday. We know Anthony Slater voted Domas as an all-star. And yep. These are guys who have actual votes. These are guys who are determining the starters. Now, there are some flaws in this as, can't remember the other guy's name. I apologize. Who was a part of that article. He voted for Anthony Davis and Zion Williamson to start. And again, all I'm looking at with those two, the only thing I'm looking at those two is 26 games and 29 games. Mm-hmm. That's Anthony Davis and Zion. 26 Anthony Davis, 29 Zion. Anthony Davis is going to wind up playing, I mean, knock on wood for him, 30-something games before All-Star?
Yeah. Anthony
versus
Davis.
Guys who have played 50.
Anthony Davis has not had an All-Star season.
If you want to get him on the All-Star team, that's fine. He can't be a starter.
No.
He can't be. He's not. There's got to be something for actually playing.
Yeah, he has not had an all-star season. when he's played like an all-star, but he hasn't had an all-star season. Can't put him on there. And, you know, it's, you know, the thing about it,
man.
The thing about it that frustrates me the most with this is you got guys like De'Aaron Fox and Domantas Sabonis who busted their ass this offseason to make sure this was a winning team and that they could play at the highest peak. They should be rewarded for that. And I don't mean any disrespect to Devin Booker, to Anthony Davis, to Zion Williamson, because they worked hard too. But they shouldn't be given this accolade just because of their name. That's what this would be. And that may sound harsh. And I mean, I'm not trying to disrespect those guys because I know AD put in work.
No, it doesn't sound harsh.
But they would be given. They would be given.
Yeah.
This selection, and that's not fair. That's not right.
I'm going to pull up Fred's text. Fred's one of our guys. He's here every single day with us. Says some nice things about the show. Appreciate that. Take out the Kings and Homer stuff. Y'all are top shelf. Appreciate that. But are we out of pocket saying Domas is one of the best players in the league?
Absolutely.
Is that Homer stuff?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And like I said, we're talking about this year. SGA is on the All-Star team because of what he's done this year.
Mm-hmm.
Not because of his career. That's what you're doing for Anthony Davis and Devin Booker and to a certain degree Zion.
Ain't even no sign of him coming back
now. That you're giving them an All-Star not because of their career. That's fine. Then why is SGA on here? Like, figure it out.
Well,
it should be for
might
this
as well
year.
Put Chris Paul on this
there
thing.
There you go. Put him on the list. Klay Thompson,
there. Let's vote Carmelo Anthony in one last time. What are we doing, man?
Yeah,
Jay says, I know Kobe stole a few. Yeah, well, it was those types of – that's when they started changing the voting. Mm-hmm. Where, all right, we're not giving the fans control of all-star mm-hmm. starters anymore. We'll get them to come to our website and cast their votes, but we're going to make sure if Austin Reeves is at the top of voting that we can easily remove him.
Right. And even then, come on, man. We know what's going on with Kobe. He was ending his career.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I want to see Kobe one last time. Devin Booker's 25. He's not ending his career. Zion Williams is like 22.
I can't. How many games? I looked up everybody except Book. I don't know how many games Devin Booker played.
Couldn't have been more than 25 games.
I mean, the number is lingering in 20. Here we go. It is more. It's 29. It's the same
Still
exact number.
Enough.
It's the same number as Zion. Zion won't be back. I don't know where Book is. I have no idea. Talk amongst yourselves. I need to see one more thing. This is going to come across poorly. Okay, so here. Tyrese has at least played 40 games.
Mm-hmm.
They all, like everyone on the planet, has Tyrese as an all-star starter in the East. I'm with it.
Mm-hmm.
Earned it. He's at least played 40 games.
Right.
40 versus 26.
Right.
It's not the same. And all indications are Tyrese will be back next week. Or all indications, you know, from Tyrese. I'm sure he'll do another podcast before then.
Oh, for
so he
sure.
Can tell us
JJ.
For sure.
He'll do one with JJ.
He'll send a fax that says, I'm back.
He ain't missing that Kings game.
Oh, that's a good call. What day is that? February 3rd?
Yeah. He ain't missing that Kings game. Yeah, that's Look, man, we're all in this business or whatever. I'm not here to disparage anybody's work, but that's just not good enough. That's what I can say about that. It's not good enough. Everybody's got their opinions and their reasoning why. That's all I really ask. Like, they come on here, I'll probably disagree with them, but I'd like to at least know what their thinking was. Like,
that was the whole coffee boy thing.
Yeah.
Hey, could you explain this to us?
Yeah, that's all it ever was. It wasn't get on here and we're going to curse you out.
Oh, he's a coward and he wouldn't come on the show.
It's like, yo, explain this. I don't understand.
He literally ran from us, which is the funniest thing. I see you're still doing local radio. At least do TV, guy. Jackass. Why nobody takes that dude seriously?
Did you see his dumb ass yesterday?
I don't. I have nowhere to see that dude anywhere.
It was
nowhere to see
unbelievably. It was all on Twitter. Like, I even retweeted. I was like, this is dumb. This is stupid. You know the argument him and Stu Gatz, who I like, and some other guy who I don't know. They were having this argument about how Kyle Shanahan only picks bad quarterbacks to make himself look good and that he can't win with a good quarterback.
Like, what do you even do with people like that? Like, what do you even do with people who say stupid stuff like that?
I mean, Coffee Boy was sitting there with that stupid look on his face, sounding dumb.
Are the All-Star starters
sounding dumb as rocks?
Are the All-Star starters getting announced at 4?
I think so. I would think so. What time is the game?
Do we need this? Oh, Squints is here. I don't think we could stay on past 4 because Squints is here. All right.
Yeah, I think it is at 4, though.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.